A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and today I'd like to talk about high cholesterol. Now, if there's one thing I get asked about more than most things in health, it's cholesterol. And it's become a bit of an obsession for many people, with good reason, I think, particularly over the last 30 years. And I remember as a sort of teenager growing up, watching lots of campaigns on TV about cholesterol and knowing your number. There was a big thing about knowing what your cholesterol level was. And, you know, the premise of why cholesterol might be bad, and I'll come on to what it actually is in a minute, because I think it's important to understand what cholesterol is and how this came about as something that might be bad for you if it's too high. So, not to sound too morbid, but the bottom line is most of us tend to meet the end of our life because of the same reason, and it's cardiovascular disease. It's still the number one cause of death worldwide. And the things that lead someone to develop cardiac disease, the risk factors for cardiac disease, as we call them, include many things. For example, family history. So there's an element of genetics. Your environment, you know, exposure to things like air pollution and toxins. High blood pressure is a risk factor. Type 2 diabetes is a risk factor. And high cholesterol. Now, I've missed some out. There are other things like your personality type and how much stress you have in your life and lack of sleep and all sorts of things. But in fact, the things in my health loop, as I keep going on about those eight factors, but cholesterol is an interesting one because there are, you know, you may have heard there's different types. There's good and bad. And, you know, and I'm going to cover all this because I think it's important to sort of debunk any myths. So actually, that there is no such thing as good and bad cholesterol. What is cholesterol? Well, it's a compound that is actually really important for our cell membranes and also the sheaths around our nerves, the myelin sheaths, and production of our sex hormones and vitamin D. And so without cholesterol, we would not function properly. So how did it sort of get bad PR? You know, if cholesterol's so important for us, then why does it get the blame as part of what leads to heart disease? Well, very simply, there are different types of cholesterol. And this myth about good and bad cholesterol that many of you will have heard actually refers to the carrier molecules of cholesterol called lipoproteins. So where cholesterol comes from in the first place is actually our cells. Most of it is made by our liver, about 80%, and the rest of it is from sources in our diet. I'll come on to that because it's quite confusing, because foods that are actually high in cholesterol, like eggs, don't increase our cholesterol necessarily. So one of the theories about cholesterol, now that we kind of know what it is that there are different sized particles. So these lipoproteins or carrier molecules, LDL is low density lipoprotein, HDL is high density lipoprotein. And there are also other types of categorization like lipoprotein A or LPA, which is a type of LDL, low density lipoprotein. And that is the smallest, most dense particle of something called apolipoprotein B. What does this all mean? Well, the size and density of these lipoprotein particles is really key. So this LDL carrier molecule has different sized lipoproteins. And actually, the larger molecules of LDL are not deemed bad for us. But the smallest and most dense particles do lead to heart disease, and that's because they encourage plaque formation against the side of our blood vessels, which leads to heart attacks. What about HDL? Well, it essentially absorbs cholesterol and carries it back to the liver, and then the liver gets rid of any excess and other waste products in the form of bile. So bile acids contain quite a lot of cholesterol. And this is one of the reasons that HDL is often thought of as good cholesterol. Actually, HDL is a lipoprotein. Again, think of lipoproteins almost like cars with passengers, and the passengers inside include cholesterol. And so the reason HDL has good PR, if you like, is because, well, firstly, the cholesterol it carries and the sort of size and nature of HDL molecules means that it does the opposite of these small, dense LDL particles. It actually has a beneficial effect on blood vessel walls, and it's doing a job in terms of carrying cholesterol back to the liver and excreting any excess via bile. So I'm hoping you've got some idea now of cholesterol synthesis and metabolism and how it works and where it goes and why it's got bad PR in terms of heart disease and the difference between, in inverted commas, good and bad cholesterol. It's not actually that easy to describe and takes a little bit of thinking to get your head around. It definitely did for me anyway. So just to put it another way, some cholesterol particles are what we call atherogenic. They increase the likelihood of plaques sticking to the blood vessel wall, encouraging heart disease, and some are anti-atherogenic. And by and large, the small LDL particles, the small dense ones, are atherogenic. And the ones that go back to the liver, the HDL molecules, are anti-atherogenic. So that's a good way to think about it. But just zooming out a little bit in terms of biological systems, you know, not everyone who has more LDL cholesterol that is high ends up with a heart attack. And there are other factors at play in terms of the state of your liver function, for example, whether your liver is sluggish or not. We've just gone over the fact that the liver is key in cholesterol metabolism, so that can play a part. And all of those things in the health loop, you know, environment, stress, sleep, diet, exercise, exposure to sunlight and historic infections, all are relevant to heart disease. And of course, heart disease is the bigger picture when it comes to cholesterol. That's why we worry about it. So looking at those factors, you know, that's the starting point in terms of what we can do about cholesterol. So I often get asked about foods and cholesterol, and it's complex because if you think about the mechanism of LDL cholesterol and how it causes plaque formation, you know, the mechanisms are inflammatory and involve oxidation. I've talked in other episodes about oxidative stress and reactive oxygen species, and what bats them down are antioxidants. And antioxidants are found in green vegetables and berries, amongst many other things. So other foods, chia seeds and flax seeds and nuts, particularly almonds, probably not peanuts, because actually I don't want to get into an argument about fats, but they have the wrong type of fat. Extra virgin olive oil, green tea, and foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon or mackerel, those would all be a good idea. Now, how much effect they have is often difficult to measure, but I've had many patients over the years, and friends as well, who've noticed a significant drop in their LDL cholesterol and an increase in their HDL cholesterol. And again, I'm trying to move away from that good and bad, because actually most labs don't offer a measurement of LPA or even your ApoB. And don't worry, there'll be links to this in the show notes so you can read a bit more. But, you know, that's how you know whether you've got bad LDL, because not all LDL cholesterol is bad. And unfortunately, in a lot of the basic cholesterol tests, we just get one number. So you don't know whether you've got the lighter, fluffier type of LDL, which actually isn't harmful. I've got to just mention triglycerides. It's another type of fat that you may have come across. And if you've had a cholesterol test, you'll often notice triglycerides are part of that panel. They are also part of the passengers, if you like, on a lipoprotein, which they use to effectively travel around the circulation. Now, where they come from is whenever you eat food, particularly carbohydrates and fats, any excess will often be turned into triglycerides and stored in your liver. And when you need energy, the triglycerides get broken down. So things that encourage triglyceride formation would be, for example, overeating or certain foods and drinks, alcohol, for example, or lots of refined carbohydrates, particularly the ultra-processed ones. And essentially, triglycerides can be a good source of energy between meals if you need it. So they're kind of made by the liver in response to carbohydrate and fat intake, but also stored there if needed at other times.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So what else? I get asked a lot about drugs and supplements, and of course statins are the mainstay, or have been the mainstay for many years now, for cholesterol reduction. And it's interesting, the numbers needed to treat when you treat a population with statins isn't great. And this is like the number of people you need to prescribe a drug to prevent an event like a heart attack or a stroke. And actually the number needed to treat for a Mediterranean diet is 7. So that means if you put 7 people on a Mediterranean diet, then you'll save one event. Whereas the NNT for the numbers needed to treat for statins are often a lot higher than that. But if you've got the bad LDL type particles or a strong family history of heart disease, or you've had some sort of procedure that shows that you've got plaques, then you probably ought to be on one. And for this, we have guidelines that tell us who's eligible for a statin. What about supplements? Well, there's one called red yeast rice extract, and it contains monocholine K, which is actually the active ingredient in statins. So it works in a very similar way. I mean, statins themselves, you know, the things that I hear commonly from people that are taking them is that, you know, they can get muscle pains, they can get headaches, insomnia. And red yeast rice extract, although it's a supplement, you can also get side effects from that. It's not to say it's as effective either, because obviously it's not tested in terms of dosages in the way that drugs are. But I know many people who've taken it and seen a benefit. And I say, just while we're on this, you know, this is just one of many strands of what leads to heart disease and stroke. that's all cholesterol is. So I don't want anyone thinking that it's a panacea. I think we've become so obsessed with it over the last 50 years, and it's just one thing. Now, the exception to that is if you've got a familial hypercholesterolemia, which is really where you've got very high cholesterol and it's a familial condition, and that does need specialist treatment. I mean, just on a tangent there, in terms of risk factors for heart disease, one of the things I don't think is acknowledged very much in conventional medicine is your triglyceride to HDL ratio, because we often look at ratios for things. But I mentioned this on social media a couple of years ago and got poo-pooed by some evidence-based bod because it's not in a guideline, in inverted commas. And the other thing, of course, is something called homocysteine, which is a type of protein molecule that makes your blood sticky. And this is more common in people that have folate metabolism issues or people who don't methylate well with an MTHFR gene variation. And again, that can lead to a young fit person, you know, developing heart disease or getting TIAs or mini strokes. I've seen it, but it hasn't crept into conventional practice. Anyway, let's get back to the program because we're sticking with cholesterol, aren't we? So what else is new in the world of cholesterol treatment? Well, there is this fancy group of drugs called PCSK9 inhibitors, which essentially block the action of a protein called PCSK9, and that indirectly raises cholesterol. It's all to do with how it's recycled, really. But I'll post a link to that so that you can read more about it. In essence, in summary, cholesterol is just one aspect of heart disease and what might contribute to heart disease. There are also studies that say that a higher cholesterol benefits us in terms of longevity. So the jury is out these days in terms of just how bad cholesterol is for us. And as always with these things, you need to put it into context. And my feeling is that if you have the small, dense LDL particles and you can measure things like your ApoB and your LPA, and you have a really sort of detailed look at whether it's those particles that you've got, because they're the ones that tend to make plaques and cause atheroma, you know, they're atherogenic, then you need to worry about your cholesterol, because that cholesterol is going to cause damage potentially. But let's not forget the benefits of cholesterol and how essential it is to all of those mechanisms that I spoke about earlier on in terms of sex hormones and cell membranes as well. Okay, that was it. High cholesterol. Myths busted, I hope, and a little bit more nuance and understanding for you, which hopefully will mean that you can make better decisions about your own health. As always, thanks for listening, and do keep sending in the suggestions. They're great. This is the week after the event I put on with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, where we hosted Dr. Gabor Mate at the weekend just gone. I was going to talk about that, but I might save that because I've got so much to reflect on. He was just amazing. And thank you again for your support. I really appreciate it. Do spread the word about the podcast and my book. And once again, until we meet again, do look after yourself. Take care. See you again soon. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get this dinner party started.